And here is the Writer's Almanac for Tuesday, the 20th of September, 2016. It was on this day, 1848, the American Association for the Advancement of Science was created. It was founded by mainly geologists and naturalists who wanted to expand their group to include all of the sciences. In Europe at the time, scientists were doing important theoretical work, big breakthroughs, chemistry, physics, electromagnetism. Alexander von Humboldt was famous for his work trying to bring together all the fields of science. There were theoretical scientists working in America too, Joseph Henry working on electromagnetism, the geologist Louis Agassiz, Benjamin Pierce, mathematician, astronomer. But in general, while the Europeans were focusing on more theoretical pursuits, Americans were engaged in the practical side, in technology. Samuel Morse had developed the telegraph. Robert McCormick, the McCormick Reaper, which could cut grain much more efficiently than a farmer with a scythe. Charles Goodyear had invented vulcanized rubber, which finally made rubber stable. And Americans were more focused on geology and on botany. But the American Association for the Advancement of Science thrived. More than 2,000 people joined during its first 12 years. And it's still going strong today. Publishes the journal Science, has come out since 1880. It's the birthday of the poet Donald Hall, born New Haven, 1928. His most recent books, Unpacking the Boxes, A Memoir of a Life in Poetry, and a new collection, The Back Chamber. Donald Hall, who said, "I see no reason to spend your life writing poems unless your goal is to write great poems." At 16, the poet reads Whitman and Homer and wants to be immortal. Alas, at 24, the same poet wants to be in The New Yorker. It's the birthday of Upton Sinclair, born Baltimore, 1878. He investigated working conditions in the meatpacking industry and wrote the novel The Jungle. It came out in 1906. He used the proceeds from the novel to open a socialist colony in New Jersey. It burned down in a fire. Upton Sinclair went on to write almost 100 books. Upton Sinclair, who said, "It is difficult to get a man to understand something when his salary depends upon his not understanding it." Here's a poem for today by Brian Finelli, Raking Leaves. There is something soothing about the scrape of a rake, the rhythmic process of pulling dead leaves, bending to pick them up, dumping them in curbside lawn bags. Something soothing about the way the sun warms your hair one of these last 70-degree days as you labor past soreness in your arms until you forget emails to send, reports to file, take-home work you left at the office, until you forget the splendid mums will shrivel, the tree that sheds now will wear nothing soon, and you will curse the cold." Raking Leaves by Brian Finelli, from Waiting for the Dead to Speak, published by NYQ Books, and used by permission here on The Writer's Almanac, supported by LegalZoom, resources to help protect intellectual property, including trademark, copyrights, patents, and independent attorney consultations. Legal help is at LegalZoom.com. And by Progressive Insurance, with insurance for cars, home, boat, motorcycles, RVs, and commercial vehicles at 1-800-PROGRESSIVE and progressive.com. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.